Patrick Mahomes will arrive at the season opener against the Broncos on September 14th, almost exactly 9 months after tearing the anterior cruciate and lateral collateral ligaments in his knee, and nobody in Kansas City will say whether he plays. The sequence, per CBS Sports. The tear came December 14th. Surgery the next day. A return to full practice after his late July clearance. But no medical clearance for game contact yet. And if that last step doesn't come, Justin Fields starts the opener. Mahomes just completed the first preseason of his career without taking a snap, per Steve Scott at the Associated Press. Andy Reid's version last Monday, per Joshua Briscoe at Sports Illustrated. Listen, he's doing great, we'll just see. I'm literally taking it day by day, no predictions here on anything. Adding that Mahomes was probably not cleared enough for preseason action. Mahomes' own version, per Scott Polachek at Bleacher Report citing ESPN, it's 9 months. If I did everything the right way, I would be ready to play week one. The honest asterisk is his too, per CBS Sports. Obviously, I haven't played in the game and been able to get hit. Whoever takes that first snap, the front office spent cut-down week rebuilding the wall in front of him. On August 25th, the Chiefs acquired guard Joshua Ezeudu from the Giants for a 2028 seventh-round pick, depth behind Trey Smith, per Kareen Williams at Pro Football Talk, citing Mike Garofolo of NFL Media, after Ezeudu missed all of 2025 with a calf injury. 4 days later, they sent a conditional 2028 sixth-round pick to the Ravens for tackle Diego Pounds, the second offensive line trade of the week, per Joshua Briscoe at Sports Illustrated citing Nate Taylor of ESPN and Garofolo, who described Pounds as one of Pro Football Focus's highest-graded rookies this preseason. The trades came even as the line's own news improved. Smith returned to practice last Monday, his first work since August 7th with the hip issue. He wants to get out there and get going, Reid said, per Briscoe. And both Smith and left tackle Josh Simmons are on the initial 53, per Matt McMullen at the team's website. Brett Veach, at his pre-cut-down press conference, said the 53 certainly isn't a finished product, per Perry Miller Carpenter at Heavy Sports. The subtraction side, per McMullen's announcement at the team's website, the contracts of cornerbacks Kair Elam and Kader Kohu, edge rusher Emmanuel Ogba and linebacker Cole Christensen were terminated. 30 players were waived, among them running back Amari Demarcado, receiver Andrew Armstrong, tight end Trey Watson and tackle Issa Pohl. C.J. Hansen, Chris Oladokun, and E.J. Smith were waived with injury designations. Defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott went to the reserve, physically unable to perform list, with his anterior cruciate ligament recovery, and receiver Jimmy Holiday to injured reserve. Ogba's release came less than 3 weeks after he signed, per Jordan Foote and Joshua Briscoe at Sports Illustrated citing Adam Schefter of ESPN, and Ashton Galat made the 53 with his ruptured plantar fascia, no injured reserve designation announced, per McMullen. The cut the beat sat with longest was Armstrong, waived despite what Charles Goldman at A to Z Sports called a killer preseason, with Nico Remigio's punt return role in Goldman's read likely costing Armstrong the sixth receiver spot. The backfield came out of cutdown at three. Kenneth Walker, Brashard Smith, and rookie Emmett Johnson, alongside three quarterbacks, per McMullen. Johnson, whose roster push our last episode tracked, closed it with 7 carries for 39 yards in the finale after scoring in consecutive preseason games, per McMullen. Demarcado played in that finale and was waived 2 days later. The cloud over the room, Walker is dealing with a foot injury, and his availability for the opener is uncertain, per Pro Football Network. Elsewhere on the bubble, Jake Brenningstuhl won the fourth tight end job over Watson. Defensive tackle Marcus Harris made the roster off a dominant camp, and linebacker Jack Cochran made it despite a knee injury, per Goldman. The finale, briefly, a 9-9 tie with the Seahawks at Arrowhead on Friday night, ended when Seattle's Jason Myers missed from 52 yards as time expired, and Harrison Butker went 3-of-4 with a miss from 58, per the staff recap at Arrowhead Pride. Garrett Neusmeyer played the entire game at quarterback. Fields was held out alongside Mahomes and Oladokun was in the concussion protocol, per Scott at the Associated Press. Rookie edge R Mason Thomas had a strip sack, and Harris posted 6 tackles with 3 tackles for loss, per McMullen. Lines that read differently now that both are on the 53. Two items from our last episode need honest closing. The watch item asked whether Xavier Worthy or Rashi Rice would finally play in the finale. Neither did. Scott's Associated Press preview had Reid declining to say whether they would play, and the team's recap of a game Neusmeyer played wire to wire never mentions them. so the starting receivers head into game week without a preseason snap between them. And we registered a silence about who calls plays in September. The silence was ours, not theirs. Reed answered that question in January, saying he keeps the play calling with Eric Bieniemy contributing. I still enjoy calling plays, but what I do is I'm not afraid to delegate and get opinions from people, per Charles Goldman at A to Z Sports. We should have said so. Back in July, we previewed this team as the Empire's regression in reverse, a 6-11 season built from one-score coin flips, with the snapback resting on two conditions, Patrick Mahomes' knee being right, and the receiver room solving the man coverage book. Cut day left both conditions where camp left them. The knee is practicing fully but not cleared for contact, with a stated Fields contingency behind it, and the receiver condition finished the preseason without producing a live snap of evidence. What changed is the support structure. The line got two trades worth of reinforcement and its right guard back on the practice field. The previews question doesn't get settled at a press conference. It gets settled on September 14th. What to watch next? Where this week's cut names land once waivers clear and the practice squads form, the next episode's job, and whether Mahomes' clearance for game contact comes before the Broncos arrive. Behind that, Walker's foot, and whether Worthy and Rice move from practice into a game plan. We'll check back once the claims and the practice squads are in. Data via NFL Verse.